It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and Dylan is behind the glass. We're going to talk about cut down day in a moment. I had high hopes this morning, though, with the cooler temperatures.
Oh, my gosh.
Driving into Colony Square that my windshield would not fog up. It still did.
No.
When does it stop?
Let's not focus on the downside.
No.
It was beautiful when I walked out this morning.
So nice.
So good.
So nice. Went for like an afternoon walk yesterday. It was amazing.
Is this false fall though, right? We still got another, 3 weeks until fall's actually here?
Yeah. It hasn't made up its mind yet.
My windshield did not fog up. So
I don't think mine did either.
Yeah. Not sure what you got going
on. Got a weird temperature going on in their cabin.
I don't think mine fogged up either, now I think about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your vehicle's special and it's on right, so.
Well, I'll keep you posted if I figure it out tomorrow. We'll see.
I like to think Dylan's car has like its own personality, like Herbie. You know what I mean? Like it's like got a life of its own.
It looks worse every day that I look at it.
Kia fully loaded. Kia fully loaded.
It does throw me off when you park in a different spot. Today you were like two spots down.
Yeah.
I know it's durable. I know that much.
It is durable and still very aerodynamic. Even with the tape.
All right. So 4 o'clock today, the deadline hits for cut day. And a lot of guys will be getting notice today that their services are no longer needed. Not an easy day. And actually, Raheem Morris did talk about how difficult it is to make these cuts.
It's always tough because you know how much these guys put into it. You know, we invested in those guys like they invested in us. We give those guys everything we got, just like they give us everything that they have. And we got to have the ability to go out there and make those tough decisions. But the best way to do it is brutal honesty. And the best thing to do is what's best for the Falcons. And the best thing to do is best for us winning. And those guys all understand that.
And we will see, you know, our 53-man roster today. I know, Bo, you've made an entire prediction on who you believe is going to make the 53-man roster. Was it difficult to put this all together? Are there any surprises of the cuts that you have?
Not really.
You guys already agreed that quarterbacks, they're going to be two today, right?
I believe so.
There's no reason to keep any more. I like Easton Stick, but I don't foresee him going anywhere. You know, there's been some trades that have kind of happened with the backup department and, you know, what Sam Howell went to, where'd he go? Eagles, right?
Yeah.
And then you got Kenny Pickett going to the Raiders, and those were teams that kind of wanted to bolster their backup spots or there was something they were looking for. So, no, I think Easton Stick, he had a good preseason, but I have a feeling that you can probably get him to the practice squad.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that in my mind. I mean, we've already seen a lot of movement in the backup quarterback market. You saw Kyle Trask got let go. I mean, even a guy like Carson Wentz just being picked up off the street. There's quality depth when you talk about a third-string signal caller out there that if you needed to go find somebody that you could probably do that. I think Easton Stick's fine, but I don't think he's worth like protecting and keeping him on the 53, so I'm with you on that one.
So how about running backs then? What number do you have, Bo?
Three. I don't see you keeping more than that. I actually have them keeping Carlos Washington as a third running back. I think they're high on him. I think that they see things for him in a role, and I know that he didn't play in the preseason, but they've had him around here before. So to me, that's who I believe they'll go with the third. And again, like him, but did anything that he did this preseason scream to you that a team's going to be, you know, grab him? If a team does, it'll probably be Dallas, Tennessee, or Detroit. And I don't see Detroit or Dallas grabbing him, so it would just be Tennessee.
I'd be curious. This, to me, is the perfect spot for them. And I brought the number up to you guys yesterday. Is over under 2.5 guys they signed from other teams. This is this is a perfect spot to me to go out and get a guy that are at RB3, that's a veteran, that you know can run the ball, but also play special teams. And I think you're right. I think Carlos Washington maybe even is on the initial 53, but I feel like that's a position they might be looking to upgrade.
Yeah, and that's okay. But, they would keep, to me, they would keep Washington at first and then see what else is out there. If they're going to do that, I don't think they would keep Carter in that role and then go be looking, right?
No, I think it's just one of those positions that's tough to project because we didn't see Carlos Washington in the preseason at all. So it's really only how the special teams coaches and the coaches inside the building feel that are kind of, you know, lead us to project to 53. But again, that's one I'll be keeping an eye on in terms of just seeing if they go out and find somebody here over the next couple of days.
What about wide receivers?
I'm pretty sure we probably landed on the same number and the same people on this one, even though it is an extremely deep and difficult decision to make.
Well, we might have landed on the same number. I don't know about the same people.
Interesting.
I think there's a chance, but...
do my math right here. Let me get the old pen out.
I got six.
I got six as well.
Yeah,
I got six. I'm pretty sure we have the same six. You ready?
Okay, yeah, go.
Okay, you got Drake London.
Sure.
Daryl Hodge.
Yeah.
Darnell Mooney.
Yeah.
Ray McLeod.
Yeah.
Casey Washington.
Okay.
David Sills.
Yeah. I cut Jamal Agnew.
I did too.
Which is crazy because now you're going to be very comfortable. That's why what you do at a couple other positions, you're going to be comfortable with some things like Arch just talked about.
Is it just because of the competition that led you to cut Jamal Agnew but keep Carlos Washington?
What does Jamal Agnew do?
He's a returner.
Yeah. What else does he do?
Well, I mean,
he's technically a wide receiver, but...
I guess my point is you could say the same thing about Carlos Washington. Plays special teams. Doesn't really play running back.
Well, he... I trust him as a... I trust him getting on the field. To me, I would put him on... He's got a chance to play at running back before Jamal Agnew does at receiver.
I mean, I'm with you. Look, I think they're gonna keep three run backs. I don't know... I'll be curious to see what happens to Carlos Washington, but I'm with you on the Jamal Agnew. I cut him. I just think it's obvious to me they love David Sills. I think that's very clear. And then other than that, it's the same five they kept last year, and Casey Washington has done nothing but make his claim a little bit better to be part of that initial 53. So
one of the things I thought Terry said was interesting is that they build the roster, they build out the guys they want active almost every game day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was crazy too.
And then they go with those last seven players.
Yeah, very insightful.
And a lot of times, you know, the one thing we've seen about the NFL these days is when they make that active 46 players, or whatever, and I guess the 47th with the emergency quarterback or whatnot, which can be on your practice squad. They do it in a way where it can be built on a matchup that week. Like if it's maybe you have 6 D linemen today and an extra offensive lineman or vice versa.
Yeah. Well, and that's also, I think, as you get into it and you make your way through a 17-game schedule, a lot of that has to do with injuries as well. Who's dinged up? You know what I mean? Like if you have a defensive tackle that's dinged up, you probably need to activate a different guy, edge, linebacker. It's all the same way. If you have a guy with a hamstring or a groin, you probably need to, somebody else in that rotation that can at least fit in. And when you guys, talked to Terry before the game, he was talking about cross-training guys, which is exactly what happened when we saw Natron Brooks, D. Alford, guys like that start to switch positions back there in the secondary.
All right, so moving on, because you have six wide receivers, three running backs, two quarterbacks. What about tight ends?
Three.
Yeah.
And it's easy three. I know we agree on this. It's Pitts, Warner, and Quatoriano, I think how you pronounce it.
Yeah. I think that's easy. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to ask Arch about Felipe Franks yesterday. And Arch was like, look, I think he just said it kind of tongue-in-cheek, like, yeah, Felipe Franks, you know what? He does make the 53. I don't think he does. But I think that is a spot to watch because I think he does the jobs reasonably well. Remember, we're talking about two different things. Talk about Kyle Pitts and Charlie Warner. They don't play the same spot. So it's not like, oh, Pitts is hurt, Charlie Warner's going to take – no, that's not how tight end works in this offense. They do – completely different things, and I think Quatoriano does both of those decently okay.
Yeah, and I think the reason Quatoriano makes it over Franks is because he can do some of the – we've seen him do some of the things on special teams that we know Felipe can do, but he's just a little bit more polished as a tight end in the blocking and the route running thing. Now, look, I know Felipe had three catches for like 24 yards and a big touchdown and everything, but – I just think they trust Quatoriano a little bit better as far as the tight end aspect of it.
I think they are going to do everything they can to keep Felipe around. I do think that he's coveted as far as his special teams work, and he has played with a little tenacity this time around. So I'll be curious to see where that lands. But I'm with you. I don't think at this point, when you look at the names, and again, a lot of it has to do with who you can get to the practice squad, I don't think that they're worried about him getting picked up. So I think that he probably is not part of this initial 53.
And you want good guys, locker room guys that are there for the betterment of the group on the practice squad. You know, that if you have kind of a different, if you have a bad attitude, it's going to be a little bit harder for them to keep you around on that practice squad job.
Well, and by my math, if it's correct, I believe you guys have picked 14 players so far. So we've got a few to go. We'll continue this conversation about who is going to make this 53-man roster. Sports Talk on 92.9 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And coming up, week one is on deck for college football. We've got your preview, and we've got my Allie Mac drop. I am so curious how much trouble your kids would get into, if they would get into trouble, for this stunt that a certain kid pulled. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.